Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Congress starts voting today on that short-term compromise budget deal as Republicans and Democrats react to President Obama's speech yesterday proposing a long-term plan. Not too far in the background, the 2012 presidential and congressional elections. But the Wall Street Journal reports today that there's actually consensus on going forward taking shape, even as the political posturing goes on. Let's start with a touchdown in Washington with Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and co-host of the ABC News political webcast Top Line. Rick, first, what is the talk in Washington about the president's speech yesterday? We've been seeing over and over again images of Vice President Joe Biden and a staffer sitting next to him sleeping through part of it.
I tell you, I was wide awake, and most people were, because I think a lot of people were taken aback even by the tone of this address. This was almost as if the president was in campaign mode for the first time. He spent about half the speech talking about the Paul Ryan budget plan, everything he didn't want it to be, and just building it up and talking about in such sharp commentary why this is the wrong direction for America. It was a clear indication, from my perspective, that the president intends to be a major part of this debate over deficits and debts and really wants to frame it against what the Republicans are talking about doing. Very, very sharp language.
Well, and some Democrats are saying it's about time. You know, the president got into the ring specifically on health care costs, the president saying he wants to sort of strengthen the government's hand to cut costs. We know Paul Ryan wanting to rely more on market forces. But what has been the talk? I mean, sort of behind the scenes, the Wall Street Journal is saying there's a lot of posturing, but there's a lot of agreement.
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to a couple of Republican senators in the last few days who say they are willing to put everything on the table, even taxes. And I think there is the broad outlines of the potential for something. And, you know, in very preliminary terms to think about, yes, maybe we're reaching a point where Democrats, like President Obama yesterday, say, I'm willing to talk about Medicare and Medicaid. And Republicans say, yes, I'm willing to talk about new revenues, read taxes. Those are the key buy-ins. Those are the signals that I look for to say, are people serious about this? And there's a big effort going on inside the Senate in particular right now to try to find something that people can build on. The president is trying to now inject some extra life into this by saying, I want to have an answer to this. I want Joe Biden, whether or not he's napping during it, meeting with the players every week over the next couple of months and to have a definite answer on this by the end of June.
Yesterday, we heard a lot of the president's critics saying that raising taxes on the very rich, raising any taxes, or eliminating the tax cuts, we should say, is a job killer. But this week, we heard a report showing that in the last 10 years, the very rich got much richer, but something like 90% of the rest of the country, their wages stayed flat. So as we continue to hear that kind of news, do you think it will be more in the Republicans' interest to say, well, perhaps the very rich should pay more?
You know, the president is trying to frame this as a debate over the top 2% wage earners in the country. He did the same thing last year. Intriguingly, this was part of his campaign promises during the midterms. He wasn't able to keep it ultimately. He ended up extending those tax cuts. So he has a bit of a credibility problem with some on his base over that. But Democrats continue to think, notwithstanding the results of that debate, that this is a winning issue for them, that if they make the Republicans the defenders of tax cuts for the extremely wealthy, that they're in a favorable political position.
Well, and the Wall Street Journal does say that there will be no bipartisan budget deal without more taxes. But if Republicans are more likely to go with curtailing deductions and loopholes, is anyone really going to talk about, for instance, taking away, mortgage deductions?
It has been such a political non-starter in the past. It's hard for me to imagine, but I think everyone who looks at it objectively agrees that if you're going to actually do something about the tax code, it means doing something big about all of the deductions that are so cherished, the charitable contributions, the mortgage deduction, tax credits that we've used over the years to try to encourage certain behaviors through the federal tax code. Those have to be stripped away if you're going to have a serious discussion about it. Now, no one wants to be the first in that pool, so it really takes bipartisan consensus to emerge on the front end before people can even talk about that publicly without fear of getting attacked.
Well, and just quickly, the short-term vote taking place today on this year's budget, Congress expected to approve the compromise plan. It's to cut, $39 billion over the next 6 months. But we're hearing the final vote may be close. Some freshman Republicans still not sure.
Yes, and one little tidbit that came out yesterday, that the actual budget savings real cuts are only about 1% of what was advertised, some $350 million. Forget the $38.5 million. A lot of creative accounting going on in all of this. I think you'll have a large number of Republicans vote against it. Speaker Boehner will have to win this vote with Democratic votes. That is not an ideal situation, but I think everyone is in a phase right now where they realize that you can't kind of draw the old lines you did in the past. You'll take what you can get and just move on.
Well, briefly, this tidbit is from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. They're the ones who said, actually, it's really not that much money being cut because leaders didn't go after the big ticket items, the military, Medicare, Medicaid. And so you have Republicans who wanted more cuts criticizing what John Boehner thought was perhaps a triumphant compromise.
That's right. And there will be a large number that vote against this because they think it's not enough. But I think Speaker Boehner seems to be getting high marks from inside his own caucus on this. He won't get everyone, but he'll get enough. And he knows he'll have to borrow some Democratic votes. But I think a lot of folks just say, look, you've changed the trajectory. You've changed the direction of federal spending. That was a hard thing to do when you're up against a powerful White House and still a Democratic-controlled Senate.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News, co-host of ABC News political webcast Top Line. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.